Day 26, March 21, 2021. Let us continue. We are building our house now, the structure in which we live and eat and play. This is the structure in which we form our intentions and cultivate our seeds. We use the analogy of a house, this structure, because it is familiar with all. A house is a structure in which you live. It is also symbolic of the way you live. Your house reflects your personality, your traits, how you perceive yourself and desire to be perceived. The pictures on the wall, the furniture you choose to place in it. These are the tellings of the personality, and the house we build together show the tellings of the soul. Let us continue this build. The foundation of love is placed, and we are working on raising the walls. The walls of creation and manifestation are formed by taking two and creating one. By melding and forming the thought patterns to extract the truth of matter. The truth of matter. Matter. Substance. The truth of matter is that matter is formed by thought. And this will lead us to step 52. The truth of matter is that matter is a vibratory frequency brought together by the forces and powers of the soul working through the mind. You form these substances through your intention, through your thoughts and emotions, and make them manifest through your hands and heart. What we speak of now today is the essence of true manifestation. What we speak of is the reality in which you live being made manifest in the world around you. We have told you that the world around you is heaven, and thus it operates as such. It can be shaped and created with your mind and through your intentions. Yes, it is denser, and yes, the energies do not coalesce as quickly as other places or realities, but they do coalesce. And you make it so. We will call this next step, step 53, and say, your intentions and desires are the glue which holds the molecules together, they are the binders which brings the two and forms them into one. The deeper your desires, the more persistent the emotions, the greater and stronger the glue. You want to use superglue, then have strong desires. Have true desires. Many times, the desires of man are false. They say they want the better car and the bigger house, but this is not the desire of their soul. This is the desire of the ego who, in reality, just wants to be better than their neighbor. If they wanted the bigger house and the better car, they would have it because their desires and intentions would lead them to it. We say this because it is true. The one who truly desires the bigger house, and not just to better his neighbor, the one with true desires gets the bigger house because this is his manifest intention, and this is the glue he uses to bring the two together. You will find that the one who truly wants the bigger house will work three jobs and not eat for 2 days to get that house. The one who only wants to better his neighbor will not put in that effort and show his true intentions as such. Now we have an exercise for you today. We ask that you close your eyes. In your mind, see the image of what you desire. It may be an object, a person, a place. Whatever it is, picture it in your mind's eye. Now, with that image in your mind's eye, float down to your heart center. How does this space feel? What emotions are in this space? Do these emotions truly desire what you are projecting, or is there something laying underneath those projected desires? You may open your eyes now. Dig deep and find what it is that is hiding under your desires. Because that is the true glue you are using. That is the creation principle you are working off of to bring the two together to make the one. Finding that truth will bring you forward. And we will continue with step 54, your true intentions are your heart songs. Your heart knows the truth. And this is the glue that is used to forge the bonds between the two and make them one. Neglecting what the heart desires will not bring you to the reality you truly seek. Listening to that heart is all that truly matters. In matter. In form. In life. For matter to arise, one must bring it forth from the intentions and desires of the heart center. Ask there first what truth there is, what passions and desires and emotions are there to work with and meld from. This will lead you to your manifest desires. And with that, we will leave you for today. We offer you our blessings and say that you are a child of the true God, your God, that of all creation. And, as such, you create the world around you in your perfection. Blessed be.